was a drifter, moving from town to town, robbing a gas station here, a grocery store there, until one night. She was coming home from choir practice, but she never got there. Stoff took her purse and ran away. Instead, Stoff had to run and hide. He sunk even lower. He had nothing. No life, no possessions, no dreams. And that's when the vision came. A doll. And in his dream, Stoff reached out. It was a gift. Stoff carved the doll, whittling the haunting face until it was an exact replica. And when he was done, Stoff went to town. To a bar. The owner had a daughter. Ooh, he said his girl would love the strange doll. And Stoff offered it to the man. And the owner, in turn, offered Stoff food and a place to stay. A simple transaction. The first of many. Stoff created the puzzle just as he saw it, and everyone wanted one. Stoff opened up a shop because everyone wanted a Stoff toy. Every boy and girl in the town, from all the neighboring towns. A Stoff toy is a toy for life, people said, and no two are alike. Everyone loved his unique toys. Henry Stoff grew wealthy, but then the strange virus came, and some of the children started dying. Dying, clutching their Stoff toys so close. Was this one last vision, a last dream of a great house, a mansion that the wealthy toy maker was to build. A strange house, a house that scared people.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. I'm your ghoul that's too cool for school, Absolute Deicide. www.gruntfreepress.com is the spiderweb site. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the email. This is episode 170, otherwise known as the Grunt Free Press 2018 Spooktoberfest part. I don't even know at this point. Let's say three. I mean, we start early and I don't know, like end in like February, because I don't know, fuck it. Just because, again, my favorite time of the year, the spooky October. So October we try to stretch out, from like September to, I don't know, November. So yeah, it's like a three. It's like a season. It's a season. It's the spooky season. So you gather around the fire, open up your favorite anime waifu body pillowcase that's stained yellow and reeks of bleach, because tonight's story is so terrifying, so maddening, that if I keep this up until Halloween, you're going to shit yourself so much that you're going to need to employ Hideo Kojima full-time for a month to suck up enough of it to clear a path for you to get to the shower to wash yourself off. Because Hideo Kojima sucks shit. If you're paying attention, I may have dropped a small hint as to the topic of this frightening fable. I played the fucking opening audio of the game for the first 5 minutes of this fucking show, and I also said I was gonna fucking play it last week, so I guess it was not really a hint at all. It's more of an incredibly blatant declaration of what I was gonna do and what this is. But if you let this bullshit play in the background while you do things that are more important, can't imagine what that would be. And probably, you know, doing more entertaining things, just fucking, I don't know, just listening to some douchebag in the background. I mean, that's actually the only way I would recommend listening to this show. So if you weren't paying attention, if you didn't pick up on the hints I dropped. The seventh guest I played. And, oh boy, did I play the seventh guest. I wish the fucking first of the guests in that fucking game was the sweet embrace of death, so I didn't have to fucking play the rest of it. Let's get the good stuff out of the way first for that game, for the seventh guest. That'll be a change of pace, and it also shouldn't take very long in this case. As a full motion video game of its time, an FMV game with live actors and all that shit, came out in 1993. back then when people were fucking, you know, blown away, or, you know, they were impressed by the pixelated fucking grainy video and the early 3D modeling that their computers could fucking produce. You know what I mean? Holy shit, fucking CD-ROM. You know, back when you could have like the contents of like an entire encyclopedia at your fingertips, you know, on a fucking CD-ROM, and holy shit, you just click a button and a video plays to my computer, like an actual video with fucking people and whatever, you know. This is like the pre-internet days. Like, considering that, like, as a time capsule of that, and as a low-budget horror game in those parameters, cool beans, you know. It's like, all right, it is what it is. It's like a piece of history. It's like, this is a fucking pretty popular game of the era. It's gaming history, considered a classic in a subgenre that's fucking dead, you know, FMV fucking games. I mean, there is like a fucking that, you know, hipstery fucking resurgence of indie games trying to recapture them or whatever. There's even a seventh guest, like sequel or whatever, remake. Yeah, I think it's like a sequel, and it's fucking fan made thing that's supposed to be coming out soon. And we'll see with those fucking things. Who knows? I know the fucking Knights of the Old Republic fucking fan remake just got shut down, which wasn't a big surprise. But I don't think anybody really cares about the IP of the Seventh Guest as much as fucking Star Wars and Disney or whatever. But the Seventh Guest. I mean, as like as a horror story, just like the story part of it. As an interactive horror movie, they tried to make some sort of game out of just on that alone, like that concept. It's like, yeah, it's pretty good, you know, the story part of it. So I touched on the plot there last week. Yeah, I played the fucking opening of the game for you. You know, you get the fucking crazy hobo that gets rich selling dolls to kids. The dolls that give the kids fucking the plague, make them sick and shit. And yeah, he ends up building like a big spooky puzzle filled mansion. And, then he invites people to that said mansion, promising them that, whatever they desire, which is, oh, just come to my mansion, and you'll get what you want, and fame, fortune, fucking beauty, whatever the fuck, you know, like House on Haunted Hill. And you, playing from the first person perspective, as one of the guests, I'm assuming that's what you're supposed to be, one of the guests. It's never really made clear who you're playing. You're just kind of like going around investigating the house in first person, and movie clips are playing as sort of like a ghostly, like past life sort of thing that you're looking at, I think. I mean, I don't know. I didn't really look at the fucking manual. I'm sure it like explains in there who you're supposed to be, but I don't know. You're just going room to room, solving puzzles, which then unlock more movie clips and more of the stories, what you're aiming for there. And the clips that are in the game aren't really over the top or super violent or gory or anything like that, you know, and it's not like fucking Phantasmagoria, which is a much better game. It's not like that. I mean, some of them are still pretty fucked up, like some of the clips there. I mean, for the most part, you know, it's usually like Disney's fucking Haunted Mansion bullshit, where you click on a painting and you see like fucking hands that are poking through poking through like it's the fucking Frighteners or fucking Freddy with the Nightmare on Elm Street, like that kind of thing, like a stretchy fucking fabric or whatever, you know, or a fucking old woman who wants to be fucking young, and she looks in the mirror and she fucking, oh, I'm getting younger, and she fucking de-ages till she's a baby and she's crawling around on the floor and shit. Shit like that, where it's like, oh, yeah, whatever, like, you know, ghost story, haunted house type shit. But then like, yeah, every now and then there's other ones that are like, whoa, where the fuck did that come from? That's like pretty like dark and shit, and just like, I didn't expect that to be in there. One of the side stories is the characters, you're just kind of watching the guests do their own thing in the fucking mansion and shit. And one of the side stories is like a broad that's seducing like an older man, like a young chick, like coming on to an older guy. And you know, she's hitting on him, telling him to follow her into the bedroom, and then, you know, you can go in there, open the door, go in the bedroom, and you click on the bed. There's like a two fucking good, like two full minutes of her just coming, like getting fucked, like, you know, just fucking screaming, fucking orgasming and shit. And, you know, it's just like audio. They don't show anything, but yeah, you know, it just goes from like this kind of playful, cheesy innuendo, like 1930s fucking, you know, old movie type of, you know, hey doll, like that type of thing, and whatever, oh hey big boy, like, you know, just fucking like grabbing his tie and shit, and then just fucking you click on the bed, it's just audio, just her getting fucking like rammed, you know. It sounds like you're watching fucking porn, you know, like the voice actress was just really getting into it, and they used every second of it, because it's like, Jesus, man, just fucking goes like 2 minutes, just fucking like fucking whatever girls sound like when they have sex, I don't know. Or you're in a kid's room, and there's a floating dolls and like a doll host that you can look into, like you peek into a doll host, there's like a door and shit, you go in there. And it's like, all right, well, there's blocks in there. You solve like a, you know, solve like a puzzle with the kids' fucking blocks and shit. I was like, oh, it's kind of like PG rated, like creepy of just fucking like, ooh, spooky ghosts and shit, you know, like poltergeist type stuff. And then like you solve one of the puzzles and a video clip plays and you see somebody's placing like a baby in a crib in the dollhouse. And it cuts to like a close up of the baby like lying there. So it's like a baby lying in a crib, and he's got like a doll next to him. Yeah, keep in mind this is like live action, like whatever, you know. It's fucking just so it's not some like cheesy fucking like 3D whatever, like early 3D cheesy cartoon stuff. It's like no, it's an actual baby in there in the crib, with a doll next to him, and then the doll moves its arm, like you see the doll start moving its arm, and you see the fucking, the doll's hand goes up to like the baby's mouth, and it's fucking, it's like, oh, that's kind of clever, you know, it's kind of a clever way, and kind of like smart of just fucking like, oh, you know, it's like a haunted whatever, and it's fucking haunted house showing using the doll to show like fucking like, oh, you know, the kid's gonna like suffocate in his crib, like it's showing, you know, sudden infant death syndrome, like SIDS or fucking, you know, crib death. And, you know, I was fucking like, oh, they're using that of like, oh man, this, you know, it's like, oh, it's kind of a smart little spooky thing, like whatever. And you figure it's going to like cut away of like, oh, you know, the doll put the fucking, it's like, oh, I get the point, you know what I mean? The doll put the fucking, its hand over the baby's mouth and the baby's going to suffocate. You know, it's going to cut away to something else or we'll let you keep playing the game. But it doesn't cut away though, you know, it like lingers on the baby, like suffocating for a long time of just fucking like, you know, it's moving, it's crying and shit. And then it stops crying, stops moving. And then it's fucking, it's like, wow, you know, they showed the fucking, they showed like the, you know, the kid just like getting still and like suffocating and dying and shit. But then it fucking, it keeps on that shot, shows the baby turning blue, and it's like, man, it's pretty fucked up, but just, you know, gradually turning darker shades of blue and shit until it's like fucking like, you know, almost black. It's, yeah, it's like, oh, you know, it's still like shitty fucking effects. It's still like grainy FMV video, whatever. It's obviously easy color correction or whatever to fucking like, oh, turn them blue, but it's fucking just like, no, it's just, you know, it's just the fact that they did that. It's just fucking like, hey, they showed a fucking baby suffocating. They showed a dead baby in there. Kind of, again, just like from like the, some of the vibes, just the vibes all over the place. It's fucking like, oh, the opening's just, you know, dark, fucking whatever. Kids, you know, kids fucking dying to like, and the rest of it's like goofy and like Robert fucking Zemeckis fucking music playing, and it's like, oh, you know, just cheesy shit. And then it's like every now and then just like the dark shit. It's kind of like, it's like, what the fuck? Like where's that coming from? And I don't think like the game, I don't think the Seventh Guest was really that controversial or anything when it came out. It didn't get tossed into the witch hunt of like, I wasn't like fucking Mortal Kombat and like Night Trap or, you know, anything like that. And it was pretty popular. You know, the game, The Seventh Guest, was pretty popular. But it wasn't like a big controversy of like, oh, you know, don't let your kids play this game really, or, you know, anything like that. Though I do remember personally when I was a young lad and I went to the, kind of like an equivalent of Sunday school, CCD, we called it, whatever the fuck that stood for. Not really sure. I just know I had to go to like, go to a church every week for a few months out of the year. And it was so gay that the only thing I remember is my fucking asshole was always stretched out after class, and I was all discombobulated and shuffling around, and I'd be shitting a bunch of blood and what I think was vanilla pudding for a few days afterwards. But I do remember that one of the teachers was there, was she went off on a tangent about how like dangerous and vile like video games were, and she mentioned like Seventh Guest and The 11th Hour by name, I think she was talking about how like she played it or her kids were playing it, and she just couldn't fucking believe the sex and the violence and all that was in there. So, it actually was like fucking like, you know, these games have been fucking locked away in the back of my mind as something I should probably play eventually, 20 years later in this case. But yeah, I mean, it's fucking, it's totally fucking not a game for kids. You know what I mean? I get it. You know what I mean? I just fucking love her talking about that now after playing it. Like, yeah, you know, it's not fucking, it's just like, again, like those certain like sections, this just like certain sections are like, oh yeah, it's probably pretty not kid friendly or whatever. But you know, she was talking about, she's probably talking about like the bedroom scene, you know, the girl fucking like orgasm and shit. And then she said she wanted to fucking reenact that scene from the game, and she made me eat out her pussy until she moaned. Like, she said she wanted me to make her moan like the girls in my video games. It's her words, not mine. And you know, I can still taste the fucking sour vinegar from her summer's eve. Side note here, if we go on a tangent about that fucking CCD shit, not that the whole fucking, this whole thing hasn't been a fucking side note from the get-go. I'll get back to the actual game in a minute. It sucks. The seventh guest sucks. That's the gist of it is where that's going. But, yeah, so yeah, the point of the fucking going to that shitty, like, CCD thing I had to go to, what do you want to get fucking confirmed, right? Some fucking, like, Catholic thing. I don't even know what the fuck it is either. But, you know, it's essentially like fucking like, oh, you're graduating from the school, and fucking that's like the final exam, if you want to think of it like that, we'll call it. So, yeah, they gave us two options, you know, as like the of like whatever. He's like, you have to like pass this to, you know, again, like a test or whatever, like a final exam thing of like, all right, once you do this, then you can fucking like get confirmed or whatever, you know, graduate, we'll say. So yeah, they gave us like two options there. So option one is there's going to be, they're going to take a bus, like gather everybody up from the fucking, the church, from fucking CCD, and take us all into a venue to see the band Creed, who back then, I mean, they were fucking like super popular at the time, like, you know, nice fucking like Christian fucking rock band, you know, can you take me higher, you know, like that thing. I was like fucking like, oh, let's go to this fucking like rock show, like that's it, you know, for the fucking night, and that's your fucking, that's your final exam, right? Like, that's what we do that, and like, yeah, cool, we can get fucking confirmed. Or option two was this 3 day long fucking multi hour each day retreat, which was more of like, you know, just a more intensive fucking show up at the church, and they have they were gonna have like guest speakers there lecturing you about fucking like God, like what it means to be Catholic and all that shit. You know, just basically all the dull shit that we had been doing for fucking whatever years at fucking CCD already is fucking like, well, instead of going to like that cool fucking fun rock show on the bus, like, oh, you can go to the more of that shit, but just like on the weekends, like fucking like it for like 3 or 4 hours a day or whatever, like, you know, for like 3 days. So easy choice, right? One or the other, go to Creed or go to this fucking like dull like 3 day long fucking like lecture. I went to the lecture. I went to the retreat because fucking Creed is gay. I also just pretended that I ate the little fucking bread wafer that they gave you on the confirmation. I palmed it and brought it back to my seat and put a couple tabs of acid on it. Then I ate it. So that's 100% true. The body of Christ, as true as Creed is gay. But some say Jesus is actually the seventh guest. So, let's get back to that. So yeah, the video clips in the game are decent. You know, that just, that just leaves the gameplay, which mostly consists of puzzles. You know, the early puzzles in the game are fairly simple. So, you know, here's a bunch of letters arranged in like a square, and The voiceover will say something like, you know, steps of five or steps of three, what could the solution be? And you've just got to fucking, you know, go forward or backward on the board, three or five steps, like, spaces at a time, clicking on letters to try to make words and shit. So, not fucking, like, difficult, also not a particularly good fucking puzzle, just fucking, like, I don't know, just go three or five spaces. Like, you have, like, two options and fucking just keep going, like, to make fucking words, and that's about it. Not great, but, again, you just fucking, like, I'll just keep trying, like, whatever, fucking figure something out, and it's like, all right, made words, passed the puzzle, fine. There's also like a similar one with it's like letters that are on like a spiral. It's like fucking like you're looking through like a telescope, and it's like here's a spiral of all these fucking random letters, and I don't even know what the fuck that was, like what the logic was to that one, but just fucking like, well, you can click on some of them, and some of them you can't click on. It just kind of just kept like going, clicking on shit until it worked, but it's fucking like, I don't know what the fuck that was about, but I figured it out. It's fucking like, just fucking like, all right, you solved the puzzle, like, move on. But yeah, then like shortly after that, after like whatever, three or four of those easy puzzles in, the cryptic bullshit fucking ramps up pretty much immediately from there. I was fine just kind of like poking around the puzzles and doing like trial and error shit for a while until poke around, like, click, well, what can I click on? Like, what am I trying to do? It's like, all right, make words, do whatever, make a pattern, that type of thing. It's like, all right, yeah, fine. That's all right. Then I get to these soup cans. One of the puzzles is like, hey, here's like three rows of soup cans. And, you know, it's another word puzzle where it's just fucking like a bunch of letters mixed up. So it's like, all right, so once again, I'm probably just trying to make words here. Don't know what the words are. What I'm trying to make. There's no real hint. It's just fucking like, here's fucking cans with random shit on it. Mix them around till you fucking make words. Easy enough, you'd think, right? Again, it's kind of the same thing. I'm just keep playing around till you fucking make words. But, I spent a good fucking 20 minutes trying to do that and, just mixing around the fucking letters and, there's a word, you know, it's like fucking, yeah, it's like, hey, you know, that word is like two letters in it. You know, it's all spaced out, by how many letters are in each word. It's like, well, this one is like two letters, so it's gotta be like by or like two, you know what I mean? So yeah, the one that is like three letters is probably like the or and, you know, shit like that. I'm like, all right, I'll get this shit kind of straightened out. I'm just trying to go in with the other ones, trying to make something out of them. But like everything that's fucking, that's left of like, fucking like, I made a few easy ones here, but what's left, it's all fucking, it's just like a jumbled clusterfuck of like, I don't know what the fuck I could even possibly be trying to make out of these fucking random letters. It's like, man, this is fucking like, this is not nearly enough fucking vowels to make anything resembling any kind of fucking an English word. And like, well, maybe that's not, you know, maybe that's not what I'm trying to do here. They don't like explain anything to you. So it's like, maybe I'm not trying to make words. Like, maybe I'm trying to fucking make just like a pattern, whatever. Just, you know, it's like something where there's not supposed to mix it up. So there's different letters in each fucking row or whatever. Each word is just random shit. We just have to make sure there's not repeating letters or whatever. It's just fucking like not clear. It's just like, there's no fucking way I can make fucking words out of this shit though. They don't give you any hints or clues as to what you're supposed to be aiming for. Just fucking, it's like, hey, here's the cans and fucking figure it out, fuckface. And, you know, figure what out. You know what I mean? It's fucking, it's like, I just can't. There's no way I can fucking make words out of this. So, that's the point where I started thinking about fucking, it's like, I don't know if that's like, I just don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. So, I started thinking about using a walkthrough, which is, you know, which the fucking, the purist in me hates using. I hate using fucking walkthroughs, but I also hate fucking random puzzles fucking throwing at me, and I also hate fruitlessly wasting my time. And also, as I'm fucking like looking at this shit on the screen, these fucking random letters, these soup cans, I also fucking vaguely remember seeing this particular puzzle somewhere, either in like a like a Let's Play or something, or whatever, like Game Informer or something, playing this, and they're getting to this part, and whoever was playing, we were also just like fucking around with it forever, and just being like, what the fuck is this? Like, there's no, like, I remember like seeing somebody else get fucking stuck on this shit. Or maybe it's one of those like lists, like, you know, the top 10 bullshit puzzles in video games, and something with a fucking negative connotation to it anyway, for sure. So I'm like, all right, well, hopefully just this one fucking time, let's just take a peek at a guide, and hopefully, you know, once I figure, you know, figure out, maybe get a hint from it, or figure out what the fuck it is, maybe just pass it, and then we'll be fine from there. So I look it up, and the phrase that you're supposed to spell out this fucking random jumble of words is what they want you to get out of that is shy gypsy, slyly spryly, tryst by my crypt. So it's essentially just fucking nonsense, fucking grammatically incorrect fucking word salad shit. Just fuck off. You know what I mean? It's just like, dude, there's no fucking way. Like, there's not even, like, words. Like, tryst. Like, who the fuck ever uses tryst or fucking, again, slyly and spryly and shit? Just fucking, like, no. The sentence makes no fucking sense and shit. Just, dude, fuck off. It just got worse from there, too, as far as the fucking the puzzles go. A few of them I try to, like, figure out for, like, 5 or 10 minutes on my own, but then I'm like, dude, fuck this, dude. This is fucking, like, at the first hint of frustration, yeah, again, after, like, realizing, like, what the fuck I'm looking at here. Just fucking tab over to the walkthrough, and some cases I had to watch, like, a fucking YouTube video of, you know, somebody playing and just, like, copy, like, step-by-step what they were doing, and sometimes even that didn't fucking work. It's like, oh, this one's like random and shit, and you just gotta like, so it's like some of this, like in the walkthrough, just be like, this is just like a random puzzle, just fucking hit shit till it somehow works, and there's no like real logic to it, it's just fucking just chance shit. It's like, hey, flip, they have like a thing where you're flipping over tiles to make it like make like a picture or whatever, and it's just fucking like, I don't know, it's like you hit one and like three fucking tiles flip over and shit. It's just like random, just no, there's no like consistency to it, just fucking, it's all these random random tiles of like random pictures show up on it. It's just like, yeah, there's no real logic, just fucking just keep doing it, just keep hitting the fucking buttons, random buttons, so the fucking the picture like makes sense and shit. So yeah, well, here's a simple puzzle, which I saw. I was like, all right, you get like a piano, right? Simple. You know, you'd figure like, all right, it's gonna be like a piano puzzle, a bunch of survival horror games of fucking like piano puzzles in them and shit. So, you know, used to it, like, what we have to do, like, fucking, like, figure out some shit, you know, like, find a clue somewhere and, figure out what they want you to play of, like, fucking, you know, like, the Silent Hill thing of, like, oh, one crow, one fuck, it's like, oh, what color are the birds, and, you know, whatever, fucking flying up or flying down and that type of thing. Or are they going to make you, like, play, like a simple tune by ear to figure it out, you know, just fucking listen to the tune and just try to, like, recreate it on the piano. No, that's not what you're supposed to do. The premise of the piano puzzle in Seventh Guest is actually, like, what they want you to do is actually easier than any of that shit. It's, you're just playing, like, Simon Says, you know, it's just fucking, the computer will play a note, and it explicitly shows you like what note they, you know, what fucking key they press on the piano. It's not like even like, all right, well, here's like a sound and then try to like figure out what key it was. It's like, no, it's just straight fucking Simon Says of fucking like, all right, here's the key you're pressing, bink, you know, boop, and you repeat boop and then fucking boop beep and then boop beep, whatever, you know, whatever piano sounds like. I'm not a fucking sound effect guy. I don't know what fucking piano sounds like, but you know, so it's just straight fucking Simon Says, just fucking go do what the fucking computer does, right? A couple things is, while you're looking at the piano, right? You know, it's just like a straight, whatever, it's like a still insert, which fills your screen. All you're looking at is the fucking piano. you're watching the fucking keys go. But it's still like playing a melody that they're going for, right? But as you're doing that, there's this fucking like loud fucking background music playing the entire time. And yeah, it's not that you're like playing by ear, trying to recreate it or anything like that. But it's just like so fucking annoying of just fucking trying to like keep a rhythm in your head with just the computer's playing a fucking song, and there's like an entirely different song playing in the background, like at the same fucking volume, and so I could just it's offbeat to like what you're listening to and looking at. It's like, why the fuck would you do that? That's fucking terrible, like terrible design. Doing like a music type puzzle and just like, oh, here's like another song playing to fuck you up. And another thing to fucking throw you off, another thing to fuck you up, if you fuck up, you have to start all over again, and you listen to the same fucking commentary every time, every time you start over. So the computer hits the first note, and then fucking the inner monologue, whatever you're supposed to be saying, like fucking, it's like, all right, so the computer hits the first thing, and the guy says like, oh, I know what this game is. It's like yeah, it's fucking Simon Says. So it's like, all right, so you get the computer hits the first note, then you hit the first note, and then he's just like, oh yeah, that's how you do it, that works. And then fucking it's like, all right, they play, goes back to the computer, and the computer plays fucking note one, note two, and then fucking the guy pipes in again, fucking like, oh, I have to repeat what they're doing. It's like, yeah, no shit. Like, again, it's like the fucking 100th time I've fucking tried doing this. Again, he's had to listen to that shit, like, every time. Every time he fucking retries the same shit. It's like, all right, so, you're five notes deep into the fucking game, into the song. Well, you're getting the fucking melody down. Like, all right, you're getting the fucking, just by like repeating and shit, you're getting it down. And what keys you have to hit, fucking bing, 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 bing. And then fucking like, it's like, bam, you fuck up. And then it's like, fuck, you have to start over, but start from computer plays note one again. Then fucking like, oh, I know what game this is. It's like, dude, shut the fuck up. Like, it's making it way worse. And how many notes do you think are in that song, in that puzzle that you're doing the Simon Says thing too? What would you guess? Like six notes? That's a little easy. Seven, maybe eight or nine, something like that. The average person, they say, can hold like seven numbers in their head at a time. So you'd think if they wanted to make it like challenging on the old noggin, that again, maybe like nine or ten, like at the most like ten, maybe. Keep it in mind that also that every mistake takes fucking that you make just makes it fucking take forever because you start over repeating it. So, my initial guess was fucking like eight or nine, ten again, was my guess. But no, it's 18 fucking notes long is what you have to do. 18 of them. It's fucking absurd just how fucking long this shit is. Again, it's the computer playing one, you repeat one, the computer plays one, two, you repeat one, two, the computer plays one, two, three, you repeat one, two, three. 18 times, it goes to fucking 18 times again. My fucking God, that's fucking ridiculous. Again, and if you fuck up along the way, you're going way back to fucking one, one, two, one, two, one, it's fucking absurd. Like, it's fucking ridiculous. So, yeah, there were a couple of them that I looked up solutions to, and it's fucking like, every now and then it's fucking like, oh, I don't know, dude, I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at. I'm fucking around for a little bit, then I look up the solution, and it's fucking like, I probably could have figured that out on my own, given enough time fucking around with it, but fuck it, there's one section where you're navigating a maze and you're still in like first person, like you're walking around the mansion the whole time. So it's almost like fucking like whatever, Eye of the Beholder or whatever, an early PC fucking maze game, first person thing. Which I figured would be fun to figure out, and I'm like, yeah, I'll probably do okay at this, given my fucking Doom and fucking Wolfenstein background. I'm just fucking like, I just walk around a maze, can't be that hard. Yeah, but even that was a fucking pain in the ass. Like, it's just fucking, it's, you know, it's not like scrolling fucking smoothly. You know, you click a fucking, it's that like jerky shit where you click a direction, it takes you like, just kind of like it takes you where it's gonna take you, like where it wants to take you. But you know, it's like, all right, whatever, man. That's fucking the kind of game it is again. And I'd be okay with that. Again, I'm using it like Eye of the Beholder and shit was kind of the same thing. I'm just fucking, those old fucking dungeon crawlers, the same shit where it's fucking just kind of step by step type of thing. But this is even like, it's like you click and it takes you like five, like sometimes it'll take you like five fucking steps forward or whatever. But, so yeah, I'm like, all right, whatever, man. I'll fucking, I'd be okay with that if it fucking made sense as to where you were going to end up, like when you clicked, you know what I mean? But yeah, the way it's fucking visualized, you'll get to a crossroad and it looks like fucking, it's like, what the fuck is this? Like, it looks like there's like a narrow like crawl space on either side or whatever. Then like, it's like, what do I do here? Do I click like the side of the screen to go to the left or the right? To like, it seems like you're going forward and then right or left, but I don't know. I had no idea, like, what the fuck, like, what I was doing when I clicked, like, left or right on those screens. It's just fucking, I don't know if you're supposed to be, like, turning around, like, if it's fucking, you click on it, it makes it look like you're turning, like, behind you then going, or am I going forward into the right? Like, I couldn't even figure out what the fuck, like, what direction I was going. That's how badly it was, how badly the fucking camera was doing its own thing. And just, you know, just fucking, again, I'm just like, oh, I can just explore this maze for a while. And it's fucking like, I don't know. Like, I'm getting all turned around, like, just because I don't know what fucking direction I'm moving in. You know, it's just fucking like, oh, I hit a dead end and then try fucking randomly clicking around again, I guess, because I have, again, it's like no like sense of like movement or fucking control, there. But I do have control over this maze, this fucking dungeon of pain. So I'm going to stop this real quick and take a break and recollect myself and get the cobwebs out of my mouth. Probably not. Whatever.
I can't believe this. What have you done? I can't believe this. What have you done? My baby, where are you tonight? Baby, where are you tonight? To the vampire and dance. To the vampire and dance, dance, dance. To the vampire and dance. To the vampire and dance, dance, dance. I can't believe this. What have you done?
So we're back, but we're still stuck in this dungeon here. We can't fucking figure out every time we think we're going one way or we're going the other way. You listened, or whatever. So yeah, every time you hit a dead end, you get a fucking going back to like this shitty fucking voiceovers that just keep repeating in the game. You get like a stav fucking voiceover, the fucking old guy, the guy who built the mansion, saying like, you know, ha ha ha, wrong move or whatever. So yeah, I'm just trying to figure out this fucking what I'm doing in this goddamn dungeon maze thing. And after hearing that about 50 fucking times, I'm like, all right, dude, I'm fucking done. I went to YouTube and I fucking just copied, you know, like the move by move what to do to get the fuck out of there. And yeah, I was just following what somebody else did because I couldn't deal with it. I couldn't deal with the fucking the voice or the voiceover or the shitty fucking control anymore. So yeah, cool gameplay, right? Again, just fucking like, all right, one screen, fucking YouTube, fucking, you know, pause move. Yeah, so I can just, dude, this is awful. yeah, probably like half the fucking puzzles in the game I ended up fucking doing that. I'm just like, dude, it's not even that the fucking puzzles are hard. Just like, dude, I can't deal with hearing the fucking voiceover every time I fucking fail. And no, it's not worth the fucking frustration of trying to figure it out. So I don't know. Let's cheat. Fuck you, game. Pretty much. So yeah, in the case of that maze, though, I was saying, I got the fucking, I'm like, all right, so I'm just like, oh, I'm just supposed to randomly just fucking figure out this goddamn maze, and it's fucking pissing me off. But then as I'm going through the fucking the mansion and shit, I'm like fucking like, oh, I found the fucking this kind of like the solution to it afterwards of like what you know they do give you a hint where there's like a rug in one of the rooms that has a map of the dungeon on the rug, and it's like, well, I guess you could have just fucking like drawn that out drawn out like it's like here's the fucking the map of the maze, and you just kind of like draw out the direction to get to him, even though it wasn't even clear where the start or the finish was on it type of deal. But it's like, all right, well, I guess that was okay. Like that one was, that particular one, I'll admit I may have given up, too quick and jumped the gun there a little bit, but really only that particular one, you know what I mean? That's really the only instance of like, pulling like where they put like a clue for that into like another room, and you had to like put the two together to solve it in like another part of the mansion. Like everything else is kind of like on its own, like standalone puzzles, which is just fucking make no sense. So but yeah, so the kicker here, the magnum opus of the seventh guest, is the infection mini game, right? So yeah, you're in a laboratory, you click on a microscope and there's a grid that'll fills up the fucking screen, and it's like, all right, so here's this grid, here's two blue dots and two green dots that are in the corners of this grid, right? And it's some kind of competitive game where you're playing against the computer, but I still don't understand what the fucking rules are to the game. It's like you're controlling the blue dots, they're controlling the fucking green dots. You know, you move a space, and the AI moves a space and shit. And if you move next to his dots, they get infected, and the green ones will turn blue, and vice versa. If his movement ends up fucking near your shit, like your shit turns green. And yeah, just kind of keep going until the grid is filled up or you can't make any more moves or whatever. And I guess it's supposed to be like, well, whatever is filled up, whatever more spaces are filled up, blue or green, we'll fucking win, you know? But I just like don't understand how exactly it fucking works. Like, it seems simple, but it's fucking, then you're playing, it's fucking like there's some weird shit going on here where you move and then like, depending on where you move, like, all right, well, this fucking infects like three dots, this infects two dots, like fucking like whatever. It's just fucking like weird. It's like it's a whole fucking like, you know, 4x4 grid gets fucking like changes color, like something. Like, I just don't understand what the fuck's going on. So yeah, you'll think you're doing good, and you infect a bunch of his fucking dots. It's like, all right, three or four of them for some reason. Then he moves, then like fucking like, oh, now like half the fucking board just turns green. You know what I mean? It's like, fuck, dude. I just don't understand the fucking rules of the fucking logic to it. And again, they don't fucking explain jack shit. So I'm like, all right, well, whatever, man. I don't get this. Let me at least like look up what the fuck I'm supposed to be doing or whatever. So again, look at the walkthrough, look it up online. And, the walkthrough I've been using like the entire time says like fucking like, oh, you know, if you can't, it's like, oh, this, if you can't beat this, like if you don't get it, you can't fucking beat the computer or the game. Like don't even worry about it. Like that's just there for fucking fun. Like it's just like a mini game just to fucking play or whatever. You know, you can skip the fucking infection puzzle completely, and you can still complete the game. So I'm like, all right, whatever, man. Again, I'm like, oh, I was trying to figure it out, but I'm like, oh, if I can just fucking skip this, like, I don't know, whatever, man. I'll skip it. I'm just like following the rest of the fucking walkthrough, solving more bullshit puzzles, and it's like, all right, well, I think all these puzzles are fucking done, so should be able to get into the last door here. But the last door is still locked. Like I can't get through it. So I'm like, all right, what did I miss here? I'm fucking running around, like clicking on shit in the fucking mansion, like, you know, looking for like anything that I missed, like checking, rechecking the walkthrough, just fucking like, I did this, did that, like fucking step by step. I'm like, I've done everything here. Like, I don't understand why I can't get through this last door. Pretty sure I did all the fucking puzzles listed. I was like, dude, what's the problem here? You know, is the game fucking glitched or what? And it's fucking, I don't know. Is it fucking, did I break it? What's going on? It turns out that they removed the requirement to beat that, the infection puzzle in like later versions of the game. They removed it fucking, it's like fucking like, oh, I don't know if it's like remakes or remasters that came out. They're just fucking like, oh, well, you don't have to beat that puzzle anymore. And then they made it like an optional mini game type thing. Right. And for the mobile versions, like the fucking iPhone fucking versions of it, they removed it completely. It's just fucking like not there. It's fucking, they just like cut that remote or whatever. Because it was too difficult to win, I guess. It's fucking just like this. Like nobody can get past the shit, so they just fucking like cut it out. So yeah, because apparently the AI that the game uses for that mini game, like you know, the fucking the script they're using for the computer to follow as you're playing, it's like somehow tied into like your actual like CPU speed on your computer or whatever. So you know, originally it's like fucking like, oh, you're gonna be playing against like a 1993 whatever IBM whatever, you know, like fucking computer AI, where the computer was fucking like struggling and like using up all its resources just to play like a CD-ROM game. You know what I mean? Where it fucking probably take forever to load in certain shit, and so you'd be playing against that shit, and it'd be like, well, you know, probably it was like totally doable. It was just fucking like, oh, whatever. You'd be just fucking around, seeing like comments of people like, I just fucking did this, like whatever, just randomly clicking shit. Like before, when the game first came out in like 93, it wasn't a problem, but now it's like impossible. Because playing anything like even slightly more modern than that, it just turned the fucking AI in that game into like a cheating fucking cunt that'll like play plays perfectly, and it fucking like predicts like every move we could possibly make, and like, you know, whatever, just, you know, it predicts everything. So I'm like, well, that's fucking gay. But yeah, again, I have this, like, the version on Steam, it's just, like, the original version, where it's like, well, you still have to get past this. Like, that is, like, that in order to, like, get to the end, like, you have to pass that fucking puzzle. So I'm like, oh, that sucks. So I'm like, all right, well, I guess you have to fucking, again, look up a YouTube video and just kind of go, like, step by step of whatever the fucking, whatever they're doing to get past it. Try doing that. And, yeah, that doesn't even fucking work either. So, I mean, you can, like, follow those moves. You can get up to, like, a certain point, and then, like, eventually the AI will just make, like, a random different move and fucking, like, win every fucking time. Like, there's nothing you can do about it. And, yeah, this is pretty much, like, impossible. So, I'm like, I was going to fucking give up and fucking uninstall this piece of shit. And, you know, honestly, I probably should have, because, again, I was, like, half the fucking game, I'm just using a guide through most of it, so it barely fucking qualifies as me playing the game. I'm just fucking, like, following instructions, pretty much, and to fucking, like, unlock cutscenes. But, you know, I'm like, dude, but I'm right at the fucking end, you know what I mean? Yeah, I'm like, all right, well, look at the fucking, Steam discussions, I guess, see what's going on there, if there's a chance there's any kind of help here. So, there actually is a way that you can get past that part. You have to use an AI program. Somebody made, like, an AI program to, like, where you have to, like, input every move that the computer, so, you know, you make a move, and then fucking the computer, whenever the computer makes a move, you have to go over to the little AI thing and fucking, like, all right, now I have to move, like, you know, a little dot to where the computer moved, and then fucking, like, the AI fucking program, like, it's like, oh, well, this is the next move that you should make, like, that type of thing. So how fucking, like, weird and meta is that? Like, you're using an AI program to beat an AI program. But, yeah, that's what you have to do, you know what I mean? Fucking cool game, you know, the seventh guest is the fucking the internet. So, whatever, dude, fuck that game. Fuck the seventh guest. I know that it's tough to, like, gauge, like, how to make, like, a good puzzle game, you know? Like some people will think, like, oh, the puzzles are too easy, others will think it's too hard, or, you know, people will cheat or whatever, and just fucking, what I ended up fucking doing, like a quarter of the way through, just like, I don't fucking know, dude, this is fucking way too, like, obscure and, like, ridiculous for me, so I'm just gonna fucking, like, cheat. But whatever, the seventh guest is fucking bad. It's a bad game. The puzzles are bad. I wish I could review it and say, fucking, oh, this game's garbage. But again, I was like, dude, I barely fucking played it. You know what I mean? I just fucking, what, I was going using a fucking walkthrough. Like, that's how bad it was. It's fucking, it's unplayable. It's, not applicable. NA, you know, it's fucking barely a fucking game. So just watch the fucking cutscenes on YouTube, if that. Because, yeah, as much as I fucking like this story early on, that kind of, like, turns to shit, too. Like, at the end, like the big climax, the finale of it is, Stav is fucking hiding, he's up in the attic, and he tries to, like, rape a kid or something, and then he turns into a bad, like, CG fucking skeleton, and he melts into the floor. That's about it. So, yeah, it's not worth it, even for that. It's fucking like, oh, man, this starts, like, yeah, watch, like, I don't know. They probably should have shown him raping the kid, hardcore child rape. You know, and then my church would have fully endorsed the game. But again, it's like, I don't know, maybe watch the opening of it. Watch the cutscenes, maybe, I don't know, a little ways in, and then check out the dead baby scene. That's about it. I mean, that's about all the seventh guest really has going for it. Terrible game. I think some games are better off dead and forgotten. On the other end of that spectrum, the fucking classic horror games that I feel guilty for not playing spectrum. Alone in the Dark. The original Alone in the Dark from 92, 93, I think, somewhere around there. Not the fucking Xbox 360 Alone in the Dark that I played before, and then I replayed it like recently and realized it was a pretty shitty game, despite me liking it when it was new. And not the fucking Uwe Boll movie either. The classic Alone in the Dark, the classic game that's fucking widely regarded as starting the survival horror genre. So yeah, I mean, without fucking Alone in the Dark, there'd be no fucking Resident Evil or Silent Hill, and yeah, that wouldn't be a world that I want to live in. So I actually did, like, before this, I did try playing Alone in the Dark before, like, years ago and many fucking computers ago. But yeah, I could never get it to work right. It's always using like DOSBox or whatever. DOSBox has come a fucking long way since then. Now you can just fucking buy the game on like Steam or GOG, and for practically nothing, too. I think I bought like all three of them. This Alone in the Dark 1, 2, and 3 for like $10 or something like that. Well worth it. Yeah, and then fucking, like, you launch the game, and it still fucking boots from, like, DOSBox and shit. It's the same thing I was trying to do before, like, whatever, pirating, like, whatever, the copy of the game, but it was always fucked up. Now it just runs flawlessly, whatever, no problem, no fucking excuses, so, I will say, like, when you first boot it up, you're gonna have to get over the fucking, the graphics, like, that's like the most immediate and then the biggest obstacle for this game. Like, you know, it's very early 3D. So, yeah, I mean, you can fucking count the polygons in every character. And, even though it's like a fairly serious horror game, like everything looks fucking pretty goofy and cartoony, but, go with it, you know, use your imagination a little bit. And, you know, if you played any of the, like, original releases of, like, the Resident Evil games, like, pre-4, you know, you're going to have to compare, you're going to compare the two. You're going to compare fucking Alone in the Dark to Resident Evil. There's really no way around it. because Resident Evil, like, let's not say stole, but we'll say it borrowed almost fucking everything from Alone in the Dark. The controls, the fucking the tank controls, the static fucking camera angles. A lot of the puzzles are similar. It really is the same fucking genre. And fucking Alone in the Dark was the first. You know, did it first. They were just fucking. That wasn't really like the cultural fucking phenomenon that Resident Evil was. So. It's not really mentioned all that often, or if at all anymore, really. Like, people just kind of forget about this fucking series. Even before, you know, it's not, you know, there's no, like, new games coming out for it, you know, recently, and it's kind of like a dead series. Well, meanwhile, fucking Resident Evil is getting fucking, like, whatever, remakes out the ass and fucking new games. So, it used to be, like, back when, you know, Resident Evil first came out, you get, like, random people being, like, fucking, like, oh, no, if you like this, like, check out Alone in the Dark, or, like, you know, there'd be, like, lists or whatever, or just articles about fucking, like, oh, horror games, like, fucking, it'd always be like, oh, yeah, Alone in the Dark, you'd hear about it every now and then, but now it's just kind of, you don't really hear about this game too much anymore, and you probably should, because here's a hot take. Alone in the Dark is, I think it's a better game than the original Resident Evil. I think it holds up better, even, like, graphically, like, even though fucking Resident Evil is fucking more advanced and shit, like, you know, I'm not talking, like, the remakes or whatever, just the original fucking PlayStation release. That game kind of looks like shit. I mean, and fucking the loading times are horrible, and they always were pretty bad, I thought. But even though Alone in the Dark is fucking like laughably simple looking, at least it's like consistent. You know what I mean? It's got like an art style to it, a primitive one, yeah. But it, you know, it's not a fucking, again, like old fucking Resident Evil of like, hey, here's like a JPEG for the fucking background, and then like here's some shitty fucking 3D models walking around these fucking JPEG fucking screens. You know, everything's like hand drawn, like in Alone in the Dark, like literally almost. It looks like it's all fucking done in like fucking MS Paint, at least like it's just like a consistent fucking like thing. So yeah, I mean, at the start of the game, you can choose either a man or a woman to play as. Once again, it's fucking pre-current year outrage, and you can choose to play as a fucking female protagonist. And yeah, that's the not really a big deal back then. You know what I mean? Probably weren't a fucking million articles written about how fucking empowering it was to fucking play as like a female character. It was just fucking like, yeah, again, seeing how this is fucking also post fucking Ms. Pac-Man and Jungle Hunt and fucking Bubble Bobble and all that shit. But I digress. Whatever. I pick the broad because I'm a male feminist. Plus I get to stare at her triangle boobs while I was playing. So yeah, you get like an intro that's fairly lengthy, and it's fucking voice acted surprisingly well after you pick the character, and you know, a couple pages of text that are well written. I forget exactly what the deal is. There's something about, again, a mansion you have to go to, so you do go to the mansion, not unlike some other shitty game we were just talking about. You know, you get like a short cutscene of her like driving to the gates and, you know, opening the door, getting in the front door and walking upstairs to the attic. I think it was like you get like a letter from somebody, I don't know, saying to check out the attic in this fucking mansion. And all right, so you go in. You head upstairs to the fucking attic, and you're playing. And yeah, and the controls in the game are incredibly simple. It's only like four or five keys in the keyboard you're using. You know, the four arrow keys, fucking space and enter, and that's about it. I mean, it's and it is like tank controls, but I think that, again, they feel much better than, again, Resident Evil. I think it just fucking just feels better, I think, of just how you turn, like how like smooth it is when she's turning. So yeah, if you hit enter, you bring up your inventory, where it's just like a list of items that you're carrying, and you can switch from different modes, where it's like a interact mode where you're just walking around, like, you know, then you hit space as you're walking around in interact mode, and she'll put her hands out and you know, check the environment out, whatever. Or you do that, or you switch to fight mode, and yeah, the melee combat is just, I think it's kind of like impressive for what it is. I wouldn't say it's good. I'm not saying that, but it's kind of cool how they managed to make it feel like it's like analog combat, kind of, even with those like limited controls that they have. It still feels pretty good, I think. Yeah, when you're in fight mode, you hold space, you go into like a fighting stance, and then you have to wind your attack up. Like after, like, it's like, all right, so you hold space, you're in the fighting stance. If you hold up, you just like she'll kick like straight ahead of you. Or if you're unarmed, or you do like an overhead attack, if you have like a knife or a sword or whatever. Or if you press right or left, you'll do like a hook or like a side swipe type of thing. Which is like quicker, but it doesn't have as much range to it. So yeah, so it's kind of like, you know, you're winding, you know, it's like you're winding up. So you just have like a fucking feeling of like, I can let this go early, and she'll fucking like, you know, either do like a weaker attack maybe, or, you know what I mean? Like fucking, it just feels like the animation is still like fucking like nice and smooth and shit. It feels kind of good to me. You know, just fucking like hitting a button and fucking like watching an animation play out, or, It makes you feel like you have like more control over it, and like when you're wound all the way up, you let go, and it's fucking, it feels like there's more like impact to it, you know, when you're fucking just like swinging back and fucking like nailing something. And it's fucking like impressive, I think, how it feels. So yeah, you're in the attic, and after a couple minutes, a dog will jump through a window and attack you. again, does it sound familiar? It's a fucking goofy looking polygon dog, but that thing will fuck you up like real quick if you don't learn how to fight it, like right then and there. It just kind of like throws you right into the fire of like, oh shit, dog through the window, and you gotta be fucking fighting it. Or maybe there's a way to avoid it, you know, maybe there's a way to stop it from breaking the window, but I'm not going to spoil it. I don't want to spoil this fucking quarter century old game. So if you do fight it, you know, it's you know, the fights are all just about like spacing, both like, you know, literally about spacing where you're hitting the fucking space bar, and also about getting like the right distance for your attack. And you can end up getting it in like a loop where he's like fucking, let's say you boot the fucker on the ground and then you just run up to it and kick it again. And you just kind of keep doing that till it's dead if you get like the rhythm right, you know? And you can just do that, like not take a scratch if you fucking time it out right. But on the other hand, you know, it can kind of do like the same thing to you. Like, if, you know, I get fucking mauled a few times before it clicked of what the fuck I was doing. It's, you know, the same, the dog will start biting you and it's fucking like, oh, you have like a fucking recovery animation, you're just kind of like trying to back up and the thing's just fucking like right on top of you, fucking, you know, mauling you. So you know, eventually it's like after a few times, like, all right, I get the fucking the rhythm and shit, kicking the shit out of this dog, kill it, and then a zombie pops up from a trap door in the floor. And that's kind of the same thing still, where it's like you just have to learn, like, all right, well, this is like a fucking different animation, you know, it like kind of lunges at you, you can back up, then like go forward and start getting it in that loop of like kicking it in the face, and it's fucking backing up, you fucking run, double tap, fucking forward to run, and you fucking get right up, you know, right distance, fucking kick it again, when it's at like the, you know, right fucking recovery animation type thing, you just kind of get in this loop of kicking, and it's fucking kicking it backwards until it's dead. Zombie, I think, was a little bit easier because it's a fucking, you know, slow, stupid zombie. It's more predictable and slower and shit. So then, yeah, after those two are dead, then you're free to search the attic and, you know, get a couple items from there. You know, get a rifle, some books you can read. And, yeah, the books and letters that you pick up, those are also, like, fully fucking voice-acted, and some of them are pretty lengthy, too, and the writing to them, the writing's fucking genuinely good. Now, it's not some fucking stupid shit about fucking, like, oh, this virus strain and the fucking special forces, blah, 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 anime bullshit, like the other game there. This is fucking, like, 100% fucking H.P. Lovecraft. I had no fucking idea, like, that it's fucking, like, oh, this is pretty much like a Lovecraft game, like, straight up. That wasn't planned for or anything, like, that wasn't a spook fest fucking callback or anything like that. It's fucking, like, I should probably play Alone in the Dark, then it's like, oh, holy shit, no, this is really just fucking, like, straight up fucking Lovecraft shit. I mean, they make, like, straight references, so it's like fucking, like, oh, then, you know, the Necronomicon, the fucking, the same author who wrote it, you know, the construction of the mansion you're in is from Lovecraft stories. I think it's like the Mound, I think it is, where there's fucking a guy just like digging. They're talking about a guy like digging and shit, you know, hiring slaves to fucking dig, and then fucking talk about the mansion getting set on fire, and the slaves are, you know, they're like mind controlled zombies. Their neighbors are talking about the house burning as the guy's burning in there, and the slaves are all like rushing in to fucking like save him and shit. There's a page that you can find that's fucking written in Latin, and it's just kind of like a reference of like, oh, you know, if you read these, if you even fucking like look at these books or whatever, you go like insane or whatever. So you find like a page, it's all written in like Latin or whatever, and if you just fucking even open it and read it, it's fucking like, it's just like instant death, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it's just kind of cool. Yeah, it shows you floating up in the air for a few seconds, then your body like twists and distorts, then you slam down into the ground and it's fucking just game over, you know? So yeah, there's a few instant death sequences like that, which is, that's another like survival horror staple where it all starts here, kids. I don't even think fucking kids play survival horror games anymore, but whatever. So yeah, there's a way that you did. So yeah, you have like that page where it's fucking like, oh, it's kind of cool. It's just like a little Easter egg type thing where if you read this, you fucking die. It's kind of sweet. But then it's like, fucking, it's like, oh, but you can read the page and be fine. Well, you can read it without dying, but you can learn how to do that from like reading like another book. So yeah, it's a very well designed game. Lots of like optional things to do and, you know, secrets and different ways to approach fucking situations, like avoid, you know, ways to fucking avoid combat and shit. I think you only have to fight like a handful of times. Like otherwise you can just kind of do like the survival horror thing where you run past or whatever, run past everybody. You're like, hey, there's some secret. You can put something here that'll fucking like, just like pacify everything in the area and all that shit. Which I didn't do. I mean, I just like kind of like methodically just fucking like, I'm just going to fight everything is what I ended up doing. But yeah, I didn't first time through. I just fucking like, I just want to clear these rooms out to fucking explore and shit. And, unlike the seventh guest, I actually like the fucking, the puzzles and fucking alone in the dark. You know, they're good. They make sense. You know, as long as you fucking pay attention, use logic, again, like read the books, kind of like pay attention to the you know what the books are saying. I had no issues really, like doing the puzzles, and I was like fucking most of the time it's fucking like, oh wow, it's pretty cool, like fucking, you know, just well designed. Except for one, which is actually is kind of my fault, kind of wasn't the way that the way this one was. Yeah, I was just getting like so used to the controls. I was barely looking at the screen after a couple hours of playing. It's fucking, it's like, all right, pit enter, fucking enter, you know, go to fight mode, enter again, fucking interact mode, enter, select the lamp, enter, put the lamp down. Like, it wasn't even like thinking about it. It just becomes like second nature type of deal. And you know what's funny too is going back to like the Resident Evil comparisons, where it's fucking like, well, I hated like the fucking the Resident Evil Zero inventory system, where you fucking, it's like, oh, you know, it's like, oh, they have you like throwing, like placing shit on the ground, and you can never find what you fucking needed again, and it's just always a mess of just fucking shit on top of each other. So that's almost like exactly how the Alone in the Dark inventory system works, where, you know, it's there's like a weight limit to what you can carry. And then you have to place shit on the floor to get rid of it if you want to, like, you know, swap shit out. It's fucking, there's no, like, box you go to and put it into a box. There's, like, an inventory list. It's fucking, like, oh, if you want to get rid of something out of your inventory, you have to just physically, like, put it on the ground. There's, like, a physical representation of it. Again, kind of like Resident Evil Zero, but it's done, like, way, like much better, I think. Yeah, just be, you know, because of like, you know, the art style, kind of the clean art style, where nothing ever got like lost or nothing was like placed on top of each other or any of that shit. So once I figured that, I'm like, dude, you have to fucking put these fucking goddamn items on the ground. It's like having like flashbacks of fucking shitty fucking Resident Evil Zero. I'm like, yeah, you know, here we go with this fucking bullshit. But yeah, it was just never an issue. I mean, the only problem is, really, it's fucking like, again, it's just like so clean. You can just be put on the ground, but you just see, like, it's like, oh, that's where that is. That's where that, you know what I mean? It's fucking real fucking clear about everything. Yeah, but the only problem is, once it's on the ground, is every time you walk over it, a prompt will pop up saying, like, whatever it is, like empty, like, oh, there's an empty flask on the ground. Do you want to pick it up? And you have to, like, arrow over to fucking, you know, it'll be like take or leave, and you just kind of, it just becomes like second nature of just fucking like arrow over to fucking leave, enter, just fucking takes like half a second again. So he's, again, so the controls are just getting like so, like, I'm like, oh, I'm so comfortable with fucking what I'm doing, just fucking like up, oh, or arrow leave, like fucking whatever, double tap, fucking run, all this shit. So again, way more comfortable than I've ever been for most fucking survival horror games with a fucking controller, surprisingly. So yeah, I mean, the point is, I mean, I'm doing the fucking same actions over and over, like making my way through the game, solving puzzles, feeling good about myself. I was loving the game. Like, I was just surprised, like, once I got going, like, fucking, like, wow, this is fucking really good. And again, just well-designed fucking house, well-designed puzzles and shit. Feels pretty good. Yeah, then I get to a point where I'm like, all right, well, cool, I'm doing pretty well, and I think I've done everything. I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do next, and, you know, backtrack into fucking rooms I've already been to, searching the same fucking draws. you know, checking my items, fucking throwing some of my items on the ground because some of them will break when you throw. It's like, hey, there'll be like a vase. You throw the vase and the vase will break and like, oh, there's a key in there and shit like that. So I'm just kind of like throwing everything and fucking like, that makes sense. And it's just like, you know, just, I get to a point where I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And, you know, I have no idea how long the game is. I just don't know if I fucking broke something somewhere along the way or, you know, like get to like a dead end, like who knows? And, the internet knows. So I look at a guide, and again, I was like, fucking like, oh man, I would hate to do this and have this turn into fucking the seventh guest again, where it's just fucking like everything's just going to be shit from here on. Like, oh, it just like the game just turns into like a shit fest of like all these like obscure puzzles and shit. But, yeah, so there's like a third action in the controls, like besides like interact or fight. And there's one called push, like a separate one just says push. Like, I don't know why that's there. Like, you can fucking push it around by just like walking into it. Like, you know, there'll be like chairs in the environment and you walk up to it and you'll start like pushing it around and shit. So, you know, so there's like physics to shit. So it's like, I don't understand why there's like a separate action called push. I mean, and why that would be different from interact, you know what I mean? But yeah, there's like a clock in one of the rooms. And I had already fucking interacted the shit out of that fucking clock, you know, just fucking trying, even like, you know, again, like assuming I'm pushing it by inches, you know, when you press the interact button, she like puts her hands out, just like walking forward. So I'm like, well, if I could push this thing, like it'd be like pushed or whatever. If I could, there's nothing's really going on when I'm doing it though. Or like just walking into it, you'd figure again, because it's like other shit in the game's physics fucking based, you know, they have that there, which why you can push it around. But, yeah, just fucking, it's like, no, nothing's happening, but yeah, you have to fucking like go in the fucking, the menu and select the push thing. So you do that. And then, you know, that's how you push the clock and there's like a key behind there. But so yeah, it's just like, whatever. So I just didn't, again, I was just so like in the zone of like, oh, I'm just, you know, the simple controls, like, yeah, like getting them down and shit. It's fucking like, oh, that's kind of dumb. Like, that is like what kind of like the one, really, I think the only instance in the game where you have to like select the push thing. But so I wasn't a fan of that, but whatever. I mean, you push the clock, there's a key behind there, but yeah, again, I had to look that up, but it's like, as soon as I got that key, like I was just kind of like skimming through the walkthrough up to that part to make sure, see what I was missing. But I'm like, oh no, I've done everything like correctly up to this point. And then fucking like, all right, push the clock, get the key, and just kind of like put the walkthrough away. And fucking I was fine from then. I'm just fucking like, oh, everything else I did fine. So, until the very end of the game, which is pretty obscure and fucking retarded, but hey, so, yeah, you make your way under the mansion into some catacombs, and you know, there's even some fucking like platforming in there. You know, fucking tank control, old shitty, you know, keyboard 3D fucking platforming. Whereas fucking at that point, like a fourth option fucking pops up in that menu that says jump. You know what I mean? But so again, I figured that out and shit, and surprisingly, even like, you know, the platforming's fucking doable, didn't have fucking much trouble there. And I go through like you go through a labyrinth, which is fucking pitch black, and all you have is like a small circle of light that you're carrying a lantern. It's like a tiny little circle of light is all you can see in the labyrinth. Again, you're going through a maze, but only seeing like a little circle at a time. But yeah, it fucking went through that, fucking no problem. Again, unlike other shitty games I talked about earlier. But yeah, I mean, fucking, I ran away from a fucking giant slug and the creature from the Black Lagoon, or Dagon, I guess. Yeah, then I'm in like the last room of the game, and there's a fucking tree shooting fireballs at you. I don't think that's a fucking Lovecraft reference. I don't know what the fuck that's about. It's a fucking giant tree surrounded by water and it shoots fucking fireballs at you. I don't know what the fuck that's about. But yeah, so I like approach the tree, dodging the fucking fireballs, and there's a altar near the tree with an item on it. It's like a hook is on like the altar. Grab that and it's fucking like, all right, I don't know what the fuck to do now. There's a door, with a but it's got like a hole in it. So I'm like, all right, well, use the hook on the hole, I guess, or use other items on this fucking hole to try to open this door to get out of here or what? Nothing's happening. There's a Dagon fucking swimming around the tree there too. And fucking, I'm like, all right, well, I was just like avoiding him, like dodging him, but line it up so it gets the fireballs to hit him and like he dies or whatever. So, but then he just fucking like respawns. I'm like, dude, I have like no idea what the fuck this, like what this room's about. I don't know how to get past this. So I'm like, all right, this sucks, but let's look at the walkthrough, see what I have to do. And yeah, it's kind of fucked up what they want you to do there. You're supposed to go back to that altar where you get the hook from, and you put like another fucking item on that. Like, just really no indication or hint that you can, like, you would want to put something else on there, but yeah, you have to do that, and then you have to fucking throw your lantern at the tree. Why? I don't fucking know, but to burn it, I guess. But then, you know, there's a whole fucking, like, what, why are you burning this tree? Like, there was a whole fucking process that, like, throughout the game of getting that lantern. Like, you know, you have to, like, find the lantern, fill it, you know, find oil, fill it with oil, find matches to light it, and the matches get wet, so you need a fucking lighter to light it and shit, and you know, you just like a, it's like a game mechanic type of thing where it's just like a big build up of fucking, yeah, getting this lantern and getting it fucking working and shit. So you're carrying it through the fucking, through that fucking labyrinth and shit. And just like, yeah, you know, the last thing I would have thought of doing would be randomly throwing it at a fucking tree. But, again, I think things that you throw fucking break in the game too. So why would you want to fucking break your fucking lantern? Whatever. That's what you have to do. You throw your fucking lantern at the tree. Tree burns, then you escape the end and you live happily ever after. Or do you? You'll just have to play the game yourself and find out. But yeah, it is a fucking excellent game, Alone in the Dark. Again, it was a nice palate cleanser from that other piece of shit. Yeah, I think Alone in the Dark is probably our spook fest game of the year so far. I might even review it. Spookier things have happened. I just have to find, there's like some shit in there I have to find out about. Like, if there's a difference between if you pick the guy or the girl or whatever, besides having a penis or whatever. And yeah, there's an option too when you boot up the game that's called Jack in the Dark. I don't know what that is either, so I don't know. Whatever, I'm gonna go fucking jack it in the dark, if you know what I'm saying. In inventory, speaking of inventories, I have my own inventory. I have to fucking go to for work tonight, so that's what I meant. So, until next week, stay spooky. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com. And you know the rest. You know the website. Don't make me repeat myself. Rise and dance upon
closet the rug in
January 23rd. I spend all my days plunged in dusty books. The servants are convinced I am mad. At night, I awaken them with my screams. The dreams are draining what sanity I still have. I have tried staying awake, but in vain. My visions have changed. No doubt the influence of my father's research. February 7th, 1925. The Dark Man. That is what I call him, has revealed his true face to me. He appeared, as usual, near the fireplace, but this time he approached me. His terrible smile will haunt me to my dying day. His breath was ice and his burning eyes froze me. I could not move. I know, as surely as I have ever known anything, that the face I saw, the face that has turned my nights into hellish torture, is the mask of death. March 10th. My exhaustion is beyond description. The endless reading burns my eyes. It seems that pirates frequented the area. Dr. Herbert insists I keep to my bed. I have moved to another bedroom and sleep much better now. The Dark Man has not gone, however. I know it. He will wait for as long as he must. Unless I, Jeremy Hartwood, can find a way to send him back to whatever hell he comes from. March 11th. My poor knowledge of Greek and Latin is a serious handicap to my reading. I have, nevertheless, made a great step forward. I drew the symbol on the floor. He can no longer go there. I want him to understand that I can do the same thing in my bedroom. I can imagine his rage and frustration. Only last night he found his way back into my dreams.